Dear Mr. Minton, honored assembly, dear comrades in arms, ladies and gentlemen, the 20th century has surpassed all prior hopes of progress. It has brought us accomplishments which have formerly belonged to the realm of utopia. We have conquered outer space, viewed Mars with probes, and walked on the moon. Always higher, always faster, always larger. That is the trinity of progress. But looking back to the Earth from the Moon gives us another view of this world. 200 million people in this century tortured, murdered, and annihilated. 200 million. That too is a new record, a record in the annihilation of people. Back on this earth, and proud of its progress, we recognize a world suffering from hunger and poverty. Millions of children perish because they have nothing to eat, or because they have no roof over their head. Torture is still used in 150 countries. We have become observant of and sensitive to the agony of people. We have finally woken up. We cry out when people are tortured. We cry out when blood is shed. Human rights must be defended everywhere, without regard to skin color, religion, gender, intelligence, or wealth. There may be many reasons for becoming involved with human rights. Mine is that all people are children of God and therefore fundamentally equal. But the dignity of mankind is not first endangered when bodily integrity is violated. It is not first endangered when blood is shed. There are new, sublime forms of annihilating people without shedding blood. There is a new form of imperialism. We conceive of imperialism as a subjugation of the population, as a conquest of geographical territory. It's been recorded in history as colonization. There is a new imperialism that no longer conquers geographical territory. It conquers people. It doesn't drive people out of their houses, but out of their heads and minds. Among these new conquering organizations, among these new imperialists, among these new colonists, is Scientology. Scientology is big business. Just listen to the founder, Hubbard. Make money, make more money, make others make more money. That's the abridged creed of the Scientologists. And they have put this business into operation with much finesse. The great yearning of people to improve, to transcend and outdo themselves, this great yearning of people for God is what they shamelessly exploit. It is an old trick of the devil to use the mask of dear God. For the good folks who do not have as great a sense of religion, I have a different example, which comes from Grimm's fairy tales. The wolf that eats chalk dips his black paws into flour and pretends to be a good mother. Wanting to surpass ourselves and be better is an old dream of mankind. Nietzsche announced the program of the Übermensch. That was a break with the 2,000-year-old culture of the Occident. In the Occidental culture and in the Christian ethic, the weak are to be protected by the strong. Nietzsche proclaimed the reverse program. The strong should be protected from the weak. Hitler then put the master race program into effect. Nietzsche himself had gone mad over it. And the Scientologists are trying, in their own way, with their training and technology, to exploit that old longing. Ladies and gentlemen, we know the tricks, the techniques better known under the label brainwashing. These techniques destroy humans. It starts with putting people into debt, then it continues until they are made totally dependent. They even pervert language, ethics, that lofty word for the teachings of good. In Scientology terminology, that is the word for surveillance, control, and annihilation of the opponent. Rehabilitation, which we know as restoring a person's integrity, is the Scientology term for concentration camp. Scientology has transformed Orwell's 1984, a horrible utopia, into reality. Orwell called the propaganda ministry the ministry of truth. Scientology occupies people's heads. The goal of the new conquest is heads. No blood is shed. The new oppressors are not arriving with horsewhips and combat boots, and they do not need tanks or missiles. They use psycho tricks to bloodlessly annihilate people. And those who end up in their clutches practically don't stand a chance. I am also accepting the award in the memory of Lisa McPherson. I cannot bring her back to life, but I will do anything I can to prevent others from having to suffer the fate of Lisa McPherson. This is the new war which we have to carry on. Not with force of weapons, but with the power of argument, with trust for reason, that reason has not died out, but is still here in this world. I am an optimist, inspired by the Enlightenment. I insist that people demand freedom, to be able to think for themselves with their own minds, and to speak those thoughts with the freedom to which they were born. Therefore, our most powerful weapon is not force, and it is not prohibition. Our strongest weapon is information. Pulling the mask of religion and therapy from the face of Scientology, that is our task. Exposing Scientology as an inhuman monster and cynical cartel. Neither the language of diplomacy or agreement are appropriate here. This is about clarifying information, without force, without oppression, without prohibition. Using your mind for your own thoughts. That's what freedom is for. Not for rehearsed text, not for the indoctrinating concepts of ideology. And I trust that is what people hunger for. My trust is founded on cities such as Leipzig. This is not to compare the communists with the Scientologists. The similarities are that socialism did not collapse from fired missiles, but fell apart because it could not answer the most important question. Because it could not conquer the people's yearning for freedom. But it takes brave people to do that. People like those in Leipzig. Freedom doesn't fall from heaven, and it didn't happen that way in Leipzig either. Reason without courage is an academic blind alley. Reason must be bold if freedom is to win. That is what the people of the DDR stood for, and that is what Leipzig stands for. And, Mr. Minton, Europe and the United States make up an Atlantic partnership. The concept of freedom of conscience originated in Europe. But its first powerful historical splash was made in the United States by citizens who fled European suppression and left their homeland for freedom abroad. This memory should not be forgotten in view of the new refined threat to freedom. Freedom is one of the major ideals of the American Constitution. This freedom needs to be protected and defended. And for that, we need a transatlantic partnership that stresses the importance of human dignity. A partnership that gives us a common humanity. That would be the best contribution of the Atlantic Partnership. Let me express my appreciation and thanks in closing to Mr. Minton and to all those who have helped to fight for the dignity of all the people living on this earth. Many people have already lost their lives in this struggle, and more brave individuals will continue to be needed for this major discussion. It is possible today, using modern psychological and technological means, to produce a society of happy idiots. To keep this from happening, it would be worthwhile to organize an undertaking against the new imperialists, against Scientology. I'll close with a text of a song which is 150 years old, and I hope that people will be able to sing it 150 years from now, too.
Die Gedanken sind frei, wer kann sie erraten? Sie fliehen vorbei wie nächtliche Schatten. Kein Mensch kann sie wissen, kein Jäger erschießen. Es bleibe dabei, die Gedanken sind frei. Ich denke,
die Gedanken sind frei, wer kann sie erraten? Sie fliehen vorbei wie nächtliche Schatten. Kein Mensch kann sie wissen, kein Jäger erschießen, es bleibe dabei.